For six decades, Philadelphia's population fell from its peak of just over 2 million in the 1950 census. That slide stabilized in 2010 and now shows signs of an upswing, with the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission anticipating a 7% rise between now and the year 2040. Let's assess advantages and challenges of a growing population in Philadelphia with Kara Bertram. She's director of the Right Sizing Cities Initiative at Place Economics. It's a Washington, D.C. consulting firm. Kara, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Well, my pleasure, Dave.
Kara, describe the Right Sizing Cities Initiative.
Well, the Right Sizing Cities Initiative is a project that we formed in Place Economics to look at how older buildings and older neighborhoods contribute to community vitality and to help communities that have experienced long-range population loss to both be smaller and stronger, with particular attention to older and historic neighborhoods and buildings.
Your focus on neighborhoods certainly applies to Philadelphia, described as a city of neighborhoods, and is most of the anticipated growth in specific parts of the city.
Between 2000 and 2010, the city gained just over 8,400 people. Now, if you look at where that population growth happened, National Register Historic Districts in the city of Philadelphia gained over that 10 years 12,000 people. The rest of the city dropped nearly 4,000. So I think for a number of reasons, historic neighborhoods are where people want to be, where they're moving to.
But by focusing on those specific neighborhoods, are we in turn ignoring many parts of Philadelphia that feature high poverty rates, crime rates, declining real estate markets, and unemployment rates above the nation's average?
We're not just talking about affluent areas. There are historic districts in Philadelphia that include a range of demographics and socioeconomic statuses. Our work with the Right Sizing Cities Initiative is not just focused on historic districts, although that's certainly where the population growth is happening. We're really looking at how to strengthen neighborhoods according to the best long-term use for them, and that's based on a range of data as well as community input and community feedback.
Your talk Wednesday night is entitled Right Size, Right Place, A New Role for Preservation. So in the simplest sense, what is that newer role for Philadelphia?
Preservation's role in right sizing, speaking generally, is to look at and to participate in asset-based planning and development. To date, it's really been focused on demolition, but it needs to be more about a balanced reinvestment between demolition and rehabilitation or mothballing. It's about making stronger places, and preservation has those tools to make stronger places.
Is it either or can they both go on simultaneously, both demolition and, say, rehabilitation?
I think they need to both go on simultaneously. The city is built for a much bigger population than it actually has. And while people are coming back, they're not coming back in the numbers that will fill up the city for the population that it had at its peak. So I think demolition is certainly necessary. Demolition will make cities smaller. To make cities stronger, you really need rehabilitation, reinvestment in neighborhood commercial corridors, mothballing of really significant buildings where you say the market's coming and think this will be occupied or occupiable in the next 5 years.
Kara, is there an ideal size for Philadelphia and its 142 square miles?
I think that city's goals in right sizing should be to make the city more sustainable for the population that it has. And there are a lot of ways to do that. I mean, there are lots of ways to use vacant land. Urban agriculture has been in the news a lot. There's alternative energy production. There's returning landscapes to natural habitat. So I think there are ways to have pockets of green within the city. I mean, in Philadelphia, the Wissahickon is one of my favorite places in the city. And clearly, that wasn't residential neighborhoods to begin with, but it's a tremendous asset for the city. So I think having parks or green spaces or habitat within the city is totally fine, but it's not the most sustainable thing to have a huge vacant land area that's every other lot is vacant in some neighborhoods. So figuring out a way to strategically assemble parcels for more sustainable uses in the future.
Thank you, Kara.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Kara Bertrand is director of the Right Sizing Cities Initiative at Place Economics. It's a Washington, D.C. consulting firm. She'll be speaking tomorrow night at the Gray Areas Preservation Provocateurs Speaker Series.